Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Erev. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin and parak Aleph Mishnah Ches. In parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, we're going to continue our discussion regarding exactly the halachos of the poles that are going to be added to the mavoi in order to demonstrate that the mavoi, the alleyway, is not, in fact, Erishas Harabim. Says the Mishnah, Bakol Osin Lichayayin, that you can make poles, the poles that you're adding to the Mavoi, out of anything. Afilu Bedavar Sheish Baruachayim, even if it's something that is alive, an animal that is at least 10 tefachim tall, like we discussed, that is tied to the side of the alley, has the same effect as an actual pole that is 10 tefachim. However, says the Mishnah, for Rabbi Yossi Ozer, Rabbi Yossi says that this is absolutely not allowed. You can't use a living creature as a pole, because according to Rabbi Yossi, it might die, and then it might become shorter than 10 tefachim. Although we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, we would hold that you would technically be allowed to use a living animal as one of the poles. Now, as the Mishnah continues, we're going to discuss the use of a living animal into other areas of halacha. We're first going to discuss the idea of a golel, of something that is used to cover up a grave, which, generally speaking, if you're using something to cover up a grave, it certainly is tameh itself, and it has the ability to transmit tumah. However, normally, animals do not have the potential to become tameh. So the question is a golel, is this item that's being used to cover up a grave, going to be an exception to the rule where we allow an animal to both become tameh and have the ability to transmit tumah as well? Says the Mishnah, umetame mishom goel. Says the Tanakhama, a living animal has the ability to transmit tuma if it was used to cover up a grave. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says no, that it's Torah, it cannot become tame, and it certainly cannot transmit anything to become tame as well. Although, again, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, we generally would assume that a living creature that's being used to cover up a grave would have the potential to both become tame and transmit tuma as well. The second area of halacha that we're going to discuss regarding animals is when it comes to a get. Can you write a get, a divorce document, on an animal? Says the Mishnah, v'kosvin alav gitei nashim. According to the Tanakhama, you can write a divorce document, a get, on an animal. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you absolutely cannot, and the reason, as the Bartanura points out, for the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, it's also discussed certainly in Maseches Gittin, is that the Torah describes a get as a sefer krisus, as a book that is cutting, that is severing the ties between the man and the woman, and because it's referred to as a sefer, says Rabbi Yossi, a book, it has to be written on parchment, it cannot be written on an animal. Although, again, we don't pass in that way. We hold like the Tanakhama. Namely, you would be allowed to write a get on an animal. Now, as we continue with Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, we're going to discuss a situation where we're looking to transform a particular area into a Rishus Hayachid, into a public domain, into a private domain. Like we've discussed previously, once you're in a Rishus HaYachim and you're in a private area, you're allowed to carry within that area as much as you want. So the case that we're going to be dealing with is a case of caravans, of this group of travelers who are traveling somewhere, and they want to create for themselves a private area where they can carry within it for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Shayara Shechonsa Babika. If a group of travelers, a caravan, camped in an open area of land before Shabbos, Vakivihikifua Bikle Behema, and they surrounded themselves with animal gear, whether it be saddles and blankets and different items that they're traveling with, and they're basically creating for themselves this temporary makeshift fence in which there are many different holes and gaps, says the Mishnah Metaltel and Besocha, you can carry within that area, within that camp, that's perfectly permissible to carry. You can create that makeshift temporary Rishus Hayachid, that private area to carry in. Uvilvachi Higadir Gavo Asar Tvachim, provided that the fence is, number one, at least 10 Tvachim high, the Mechitza that you're creating for yourself has to be at least 10 tefachim high. V'lo yihyu pratzos yaseros ala binyan, and the total width of all the gaps cannot be more than the total width of all of the solid parts. There has to be more solid area in this part of this wall than there are gaps. But if the total width of the gaps is more than the total width of the solid part of the partitions, then it would not work to create this Rishus HaYachid, this private domain, to allow them to carrying. Now continues the Mishnah. Kol pirza shehi ke'eser amos mutares. Any gap, says the Mishnah, that is 10 amos wide or less is permitted. It would not disqualify the mechitza for creating this rishus seyach of this temporary place. Mipnei shehi ke'pesach, because it is considered to be like a pesach, like an entrance that was built into the wall. If there's an area that's not fully a wall, that's okay because it can be used to enter. However, yaser mikan aser, but if the gap that is more than if it is a gap that is more than 10 amos wide, then it would be aser. It would disqualify any mechitza, any partition, any wall, even one that is mostly solid, because it is too wide to be considered an entrance. It is too wide to be considered a pesach, and therefore is considered a breach, a hole in the fence, which would disqualify the area as a rishus hayachah, which would disqualify the area as a private domain. Quick review: Parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, taught us the halachos of poles. We said number one that a pole can be made of anything, even something that is alive. Rabbi Yossi disagreed with that and said no, that if it's a live thing, it might die, and therefore it'll be less than 10 tefachim, in which case it would not be allowed to be used as a pole. We don't pass in that way. We assume that anything can be used as a pole, even a live animal. And then, as we continue to other areas of halacha when it comes to live animals, number one, the question was, if you use a live animal as a golel, if it's being used to cover a grave, so according to the Tanna Kamma, animals being used to cover a grave can become tame, even though normally animals do not become tame. Reb Meir says, no, the animals never become tame, but again, we hold like the first opinion, namely, the animals do have the potential to become tame if they're being used to cover a grave. And then the question was, can you write a divorce document on a live animal? So we said, that was a machlokas as well, according to the Tanna Kamma, you can, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, you cannot, because the get is referred to in the Torah as a sefer, as a book, and you can't write a book on a live animal. But again, we pass along the first opinion, namely, you can write a divorce document on a live animal. Continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, as we learned the case of a caravan of a group of travelers who are traveling, and they want to create for themselves a rishus hayachid, a private domain. So we said that if they get their saddles and the various items, their blankets and so on, and they build them up to create a mechitza for them, that number one has to be at least 10 tefachim high, and the width of all the gaps can't be more than the total width of all the solid parts. There has to be more solid area than breach, than broken areas, than breaks in the partition, in order for it to work as a rishus hayachid. And then we just concluded by saying that if there are entrances, if there are breaches that are more than 10 amos, that would not be considered a pesach, an entrance, a doorway, and then that would also disqualify anything. If you're trying to create a rishus hayachid, you have to make sure that the breaks in the wall are not more than 10 amos, even if it's mostly, if this is the only breach, it doesn't matter. Anything more than 10 amos would be considered more than an entranceway, which would disqualify the Rishas HaYachid, the private domain. Have a great day.